Welcome back to another episode of Fresh Tracks. And once again, we're here with David Herzrud from Sturgis. And we've got a couple of interesting groups to talk about today. And to me, they each have added their own twist to music. In the first case, it's a twist to their own music, going from, well, what was the name of the act, David? Was it the Lovell Sisters and now Larkin Poe?
That's what they called themselves, the Lovell Sisters. There were three of them. Megan, Rebecca, and Jessica. They started out, they were playing bluegrass Americana music, what they referred to as progressive acoustic. They were just all over the place. Appeared numerous times on Prairie Home Companion. In fact, they won the National Teen Talent Competition there. And then they won the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. They won the grand prize in the country division. They also played the Grand Ole Opry, and I think a lot of people assumed that they were going to be around for a long time. But Sister Jessica decided that she wanted to get married and enroll in college. The group, I guess for lack of a better term, broke up, and that was around 2010 when I played their last concert.
Well, let's have a listen to version one. And this is the Lovell Sisters, all three, Megan, Rebecca, and Jessica, so you can get a feel of things just over a decade ago, and we'll talk about the new version. Run across this not only in your love for music but also your work in the record industry. Can there be anything better than sibling harmony?
Well, it's so natural, and that's what I think really comes through, you know, particularly with these three ladies. It was unbelievable. Of course, I would imagine that they started doing it very young. Phenomenal job. I mean, I think there were a lot of people who were very disappointed they broke up. Megan and Rebecca decided that they were going to continue as a duo, but they were going to pump up the volume. People weren't expecting it. They had not quite the response that Bob Dylan received when he went electric at the Newport Folk Festival in 65, but it was a surprise to a lot of fans. People started calling them the Little Sisters of the Allman Brothers, which I thought is very appropriate.
You know, by the sound it is, but I mean, what's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. They're also phenomenal musicians, and they've done a lot of backing work for artists like Keith Urban, Elvis Costello, and Steven Tyler. They didn't want to use the Lovell Sisters name again, so they adopted the name of their great, 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 great grandfather, who, by the way, was also a descendant of Edgar Allan Poe. They started off very quickly. They released 5 EPs and a live performance DVD. All of a sudden, you go into the studio and you are just pumping out the music. Since then, they've done 7 albums, 6 EPs, and they've got a new album called Blood Harmony, which is coming out in November. And I've heard some of the songs from it, and I think it's fantastic.
I hate the way you look, getting smaller in my review. Rolling up the road to Music City, Lord, to sing my hometown blues. Now that my wheels are turning, now that we've said goodbye, I'm trading sweet and lonesome pines for a rhinestone studded sky. I'm gonna leave my troubles rolling in the dust behind. I'm hoping my stars gonna shine across the state line. Well, Tennessee, King Georgia.
This sounds just like a family that's just bursting with talent and looking for a way to express it. Have they ever mentioned, or have they said during interviews, that the direction that Megan and Rebecca wanted to go, a little more electric, had something to do with Jessica changing her mind and career?
Jessica just decided that this is what she wanted to do. She wanted to get married. She wanted to go to college. And the two sisters said, go for it. We will carry on.
From a record industry point of view, or music management point of view, was it a better move to reinvent themselves as opposed to trying to rebuild Lovell Sisters 2.0?
It worked out better for them going the way that they did. One of the things that happened, they have become one of the most popular festival bands in the world. They played the Glastonbury Festival in England, the Outlaw Music Festival, which is ongoing, the Bash Music Festival, Tree Fort. They even headlined the Mahindra Blues Fest in Mumbai, India, believe it or not.
Oh, my.
But they play a lot of festivals. And I think because of that, they were able to get across to a new audience rather quickly. I mean, these are smart ladies. They knew exactly what they were doing. And with this new album, Blood Harmony, coming out, it's only going to get better.
It's interesting, too, that you've noted that they do so many covers from a wide variety of performers.
I just kind of stumbled across this when I was looking them up on YouTube. There were videos of Rebecca and Megan just doing cover versions of songs by Black Sabbath, AC/DC, Simon and Garfunkel, the Rolling Stones. There's even an incredible cover of the Allman Brothers, one of their favorite songs, One Way Out. It really, really shows the dedication and the talent that these two young ladies have. I told somebody, I said, go watch this stuff on YouTube. I said, if you aren't a fan of Larkin Poe, you will be.
So much of the music that I enjoy, popular, otherwise, I notice over time I love the lift that I get from music. And that lift might be melodic, it might be the words, the instrumentation. It's what you would expect in gospel music, but if you run across the Harlem Gospel Travelers, you will be surprised. And I was, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this new album that they have coming out.
People don't know this, and I don't talk about it an awful lot, but I never read the PR material on a band before I've listened to the music. I don't want anything to interfere. I don't want to go in listening to the music with some preconceived ideas based on what somebody else has said. There is nothing that I like more than hearing new music that literally just takes your breath away. And that's what happened to me when I got Look Up by the Harlem Gospel Travelers. It is an absolutely wonderful album.
When the world starts to get you down and you can't seem to raise your head, find yourself on the wrong side of town, find out what somebody said. When you're falling down, so
now, I got to tell you, I am not a big Christian gospel fan. To me, it seems that most of the music is really overproduced. It just doesn't work for me. But this album, when I put it on, I mean, it just blew me away. There's a 70s vibe to it that's unmistakable.
Call him in the morning, call him in the evening, he's on time. Just get down on your knees and pray the Lord to help you, please.
second album. It's one that I have been playing over and over and over and over.
To be fair, there is a certain formula to different music genre. I grew up in the country. That's evolved, but there's still a formula to it. There is to gospel. There is to more aggressive rock and roll and so forth. But this really has feet in different formulas, and I think that it makes it very entertaining. You listen closely, there's an uplifting message, but you get to that after you stop dancing to it.
Oh,
wonderful.
Absolutely. I love this record. It's going to be one of my favorites of the year. It just blew me away the first time I put it on and listened to it, because I really wasn't expecting anything. I hadn't read anything about the album. Just put it on and started to listen, and I'm going, wow.
Well, there you go. There's some homework here as we come to the first days of fall, and that is Larkin Poe. They're back with new music, and I think you'll enjoy that. But I'll go back and listen to some of the Lovell Sisters that preceded it a decade ago. And when you get up and dance and sing and have your hands waving in the air, it's Look Up from the Harlem Gospel Travelers. And as always, Fresh Tracks with David Herzrud. Thanks, David.
Hey, take care. Good listening.
And tell him anything you want. Cause he's always on time. He's on time. He's on time.